The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the 2010 and 2011 Mr. Puss in Boots, the most entertaining, the most interesting luchador of all professional wrestling, Lucha Lince Dorado. And I'm also the MLW World Middleweight Champion. And you're listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, and Sports Kita. I am Lee Walker. And why didn't we get the WWE Women's World Championship match last night on Monday Night Raw against Io Sky? Well, as we found out, Naomi was pulled as she was not medically cleared to compete. And according to PWI's Mike Johnson, Naomi was physically backstage at the arena in Quebec City before Monday Night Raw's show. This confirms that the WWE announcement was not related to travel issues, which is what they were saying on Raw, which is what caused the sudden change in the match from being a world championship match to Io Sky taking on Roxanne Perez. Now, the exact reason for Naomi being pulled was reportedly kept very, very quiet. Shh, I'm being very quiet. Even from many in the locker room. Now, it's unclear whether she remained backstage once Raw went live on Netflix, but she was there. And as we know, it was just hours before broadcast that WWE canceled Naomi's match against Io Sky. And later in the night, commentary hinted that the champion could be out for weeks, putting her Clash in Paris title defense against Stephanie Vaquer on August 31st in jeopardy. Naomi's injury comes during a pivotal point in her reign, which began when she cashed in her Money in the Bank contract at Evolution's premium live event in July. Now, there is even more of an update, folks. Well, I hope Naomi will be ready for that, because there is a hot rumor going around that she is pregnant. Now, Brian Alvarez over on the Wrestling Observer Live had to say, there is definitely a rumor going around in WWE about what's going on with Naomi. And it's like, it's being talked about by people there. And if it is, in fact, what's going on, she is going to be out for a long, long time. Which, if she is pregnant, she is 100% going to be out for over a year. Just like we watched with Becky Lynch. And as a result of Naomi, in fact, being out, it pushes Asuka into turning heel. Now, we saw a little bit of that last night on Raw, where her, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane were talking, and Asuka got frustrated and ended up pushing Io Sky. And in the segment, it left Kairi Sane kind of like in turmoil, not sure what to do. And she chased after Asuka. Now, Asuka's heel turn was scheduled to be more of a slow burn over the next few weeks on Raw. However, plans were changed once Naomi was pulled, and WWE decided to move forward with pushing Asuka as a heel. I mean, after all, WWE is now losing Raw's women's biggest heel on the show. Now, a lot happened on Raw in Quebec City. including the fact that security at the arena was confiscating signs supporting Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Now, for those who have been living under a rock and don't know, Karrion Kross, Scarlett, and Ashante Diadonis have all been, they're not let go, but their contracts were not renewed with WWE. So, local security had been confiscating signs supporting Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Now, their contracts expired midnight on August 10th. Shortly afterward, the pair were announced that they were accepting indie bookings. However, there was a lot of speculation that remained among fans and even some within the industry that the situation could be an elaborate work designed to blur the lines between reality and storyline, which, if they were doing that, there would be a lot of fans upset because they seemingly think that that is exactly what happened when it came to R-Truth, that they worked between the lines of reality and storyline of WWE. And over on our X account, at Perch Top Rope, we had done a tweet trying to get fans to chant "We want Kross" during Monday Night Raw. It's got over 600,000 views. And the Quebec City crowd fell silent. Then again, we also know that security was confiscating "We want Kross" signs or anything Karrion Kross and Scarlett related. It sucks. Hopefully Karrion can get back to WWE one day and they'll actually use him and utilize him right. Well, fans, there's a lot of injuries right now in the world of professional wrestling / sports entertainment. So let's go down the line and see who's injured and who's not. Austin Theory, unknown injury from July 2025, removed from internal roster due to the injury. Aria Bennett, torn ACL, underwent surgery in July. Pete Dunne had an undisclosed injury in June 2025. However, I think we're seeing him under a mask helping El Grande Americano. I think that's who he's helping. And speaking of El Grande Americano, Chad Gable is injured with an arm injury. Underwent surgery on July 1st. Expected to be out until late 2025. Liv Morgan suffered a dislocated shoulder on WWE Raw June 16th. She underwent surgery and will be out of action for more than 6 months at least. Zoe Stark has a knee injury dating from May 19th.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Pronuvo. That's Prenuvo.com.
9th of this year, underwent surgery for ACL, MCL, and meniscus a few days later. She is expected to be out for the remainder of 2025. Burnley Reese underwent surgery for an unknown injury. Rey Mysterio suffered a torn abductor muscle on April 18th, underwent surgery. Expected to be back or make a return sometime maybe this month. Ooh. Kevin Owens suffered a neck injury and it was announced April 4th on SmackDown. Apollo Crews tore his pectoral muscle January 31st on SmackDown. He underwent surgery in February this year. Ilya Dragunov had an ACL injury from September of 2024. He was seen training in the WWE Performance Center in January 2025. He is expected to return soon. Kiana James has a leg injury from June 2024. She posted a video rehabbing that in April of 2025. This one sucks. Robert Roode went out of action due to a neck injury in 2022. He's been working as a backstage producer since mid-2023. It's presumed he is retired. Big E broke his neck during a match in March 11th of 2022. He appeared December of 2024 on Raw, where he announced that he is still not medically cleared. We can see Big E quite a bit as he does work the panels for the WWE PLEs. There is also Naomi that we found out who is possibly injured but could also be pregnant. And last but not least, Adriana Rizzo announced that she torn her ACL plus meniscus. In AEW, we currently have Dustin Rhodes, who will be undergoing double knee replacement surgery August 21st. That is why we just saw him recently drop the AEW TNT Championship. It sucks, but it was really, really good to see him win a singles championship. Red Velvet has a neck injury stemming from a CMLL event that took place June 22nd. Adam Cole revealed July 2025 health issues have forced him to the sidelines. No idea what's going on there. No idea when he's coming back. Even hinting at retirement. Next up on the AEW injured list is Jamie Hayter with an undisclosed injury from May 2025. Brian Cage suffered a knee injury in March or April. He did undergo surgery on one knee in April 2025. He underwent surgery on the other knee in June 2025. No timeline when he'll be returning. Jay White suffered a wrist injury around March or April. Orange Cassidy tore his pectoral muscle in March 2025. Buddy Matthews had an ankle injury from AEW's Grand Slam. He did undergo surgery August 7th of this month. Anthony Henry underwent surgery for torn biceps on October 14th, 2024, provided an update March 2025 that he would undergo a second surgery on the same. Damn. Next up is Nick Coromato, who had hip surgery back in 2024, and as someone who's had hip surgery, it's not an easy thing to recover from. Keith Lee has been out since 2023. He was seen backstage in Dynamite in February 2025. No word on when he's returning. Ortiz tore his pec in January of 2024. The Blade ruptured discs in February of 2024. Eddie Kingston, torn ACL and meniscus in May 2024. He's been in rehab in August of 2025. Trent Barretta, inactive since Double or Nothing 2024 due to biceps and neck injury. Matt Sydal broke his foot May 2024. And Rio had a fractured arm on the July 6, 2024 episode of Collision. In TNA Impact, KC Navarro torn a ligament in his knee. He is expected to return soon. Trey Miguel suffered a hernia injury. Zaya Brookside suffered a knee injury. Elijah, formerly known as Elias, suffered triceps tear during TNA Impact on June 20th of 25 and underwent surgery. Chris Bay had a neck injury in October 2024. He went under surgery. Killian King tore the ACL in 2023. And Joe Doering has been inactive since October 2022 due to cancer. And in New Japan Pro Wrestling, we have El Fantasmo, who suffered an MCL tear in the right knee. In June 2025, surgery will not be required. And then we have Henar, unknown injury, and out until the end of 2025. And we have Haruku Goto with an elbow injury that occurred on June 29th of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the entire list between the four major companies in professional wrestling who are currently out injured. And I actually realized I'm missing a few people, especially from WWE. Elton Prince is injured. Noam Dar is injured. Otis is recovering from injury. Bianca Belair is injured. Tama Tonga is injured, as Tongaloa had just came back. And I believe that rounds up everybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of this show, as Thursday we will be doing some Triple A predictions, as Triple A has their Triple Mania 33 card, and it looks fantastic. Cannot wait to talk about it. And this weekend, things here at Perched on the Top Rope are going to get a little extreme, as we have ECW's Angel Orsini coming on the show, folks. So make sure to tune in to Perched on the Top Rope and find us anywhere and everywhere social media is found, from YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on Facebook with over 23,000 followers strong at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can also find us on X and Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope was just too long. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on TikTok, where you can watch hilarious things such as, oh, rest in peace, Kevin Sullivan, but you can watch the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan get humped by a dog. You heard me correctly. I'm not repeating it this time. However, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to do one favor. Always remember, spoiler-free is the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.